Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wanderers to my labyrinth of crazy talk. My name is Rob, and I will be your host to talk on topics and the strange and bizarre as you join me on The Darken Walk. Shadow people. Are they real or imagination or something else? It would seem there is a controversy as to what these beings are, whether they are good, bad, or neutral, and or if they even truly exist. There are those who would claim these beings are interdimensional or possibly even alien, while others are not so sure. A number of religions, legends, and belief systems describe these supernatural entities as shades of the underworld, and various shadowy creatures have long been a staple of folklore and ghost stories. Now, I'm not going to drone on here with facts and conjecture. Nope. Rather, I'm going to just go into open thought mode and talk about these shadow people. Firstly, I think a theory is in order here. Haven't done one of these in a few episodes, so here it is. Here's my theory. Shadow people are detached doppelgangers, an alter ego or ghostly counterpart, the apparition or double of a living person. Okay, now these entities are not always seen. In fact, a sighting is kind of rare, and when seen, sometimes they may appear as something else, like a large black mass with no recognizable form. But make no mistake about what you are witnessing. Shadow people, or doppelgangers, are not imaginary, nor are they entities to trifle with. But to understand them, I want to break it down into smaller parts as I view them. To begin, I believe that the consciousness of a person is compartmentalized, meaning that not everything just swims around in some soup of magic. Rather, like the brain of a person, the consciousness of a living person is also separated into parts or sections or segments, if you will, but are all bound to one another in what can be considered as hemispheres of the consciousness. And once in a while, something triggers a cause and effect within the living person that fosters the alter ego, the doppelganger, to free itself, detach, jump from the containing shell of the living person's physical body to exist in the form it truly is, a black, featureless shadow, whether that be an unidentified mass or that rather appears in the likeness of its double, but with no features nor characteristics, just a black, shadow-shaped, bipedal humanoid thing. Did you know, according to German folklore, that there is a belief that all living creatures have a spirit double that is invisible but identical to the living individual? These second selves are perceived as being distinct from ghosts, which appear only after death, and sometimes they are described as the spiritual opposite or negative of their human counterparts. German writers coined the word doppelganger, from doppel meaning double and ganger meaning goer, to refer to such specters. Now, once detached, and although the chances are remote, it is possible that one may get a glimpse and see or witness this thing if they're lucky or fortunate enough to spot one. But beware, these particular entities do not like being seen. This alter ego does not want itself to be discovered in having jumped or escaped from its host. In fact, they greatly hate it. And when it knows your eyes have seen it, the shadow persona or doppelganger will come after you and do so in such a terrifying way that they have been theorized as having the ability to steal one's soul and even procure the person's death. You see, these entities are not restricted to the mechanisms of their host. And what I mean by this is, although perhaps you may spot one such shadow person, and let's just say for all practical purposes, its form is that of a featureless, blacker-than-black, bipedal humanoid entity, doesn't necessarily mean, nor is necessarily bound, to the mechanical restrictions of movement from said host. These things can shape change and produce appendages, for instance, like another set of arms or legs or both, and then move swiftly in a horrible manner abruptly coming at you, down on its arms and legs and moving or crawling like that of a spider across the floor, ceiling, or wall. To understand this phenomenon further, you can look at it like this. There simply cannot be two of you in existence at the same time, and one of you must be deleted. The alter ego, the doppelganger, is pure malevolence, pure evil, the dark side of its host, for it has no other bent of existence. And once separated, it coexists dimensionally, ghostly, spiritually, possibly comprised of the God particle, the existing speck of energy, the origin, that all mass or matter has been created from, in which scientists have discovered, or possibly to which could be what I have referred to as dark matter or dark energy, and thus is an entity that cannot be defined, a detached, formless, shape-changing alter ego. And we all have a dark side to us now, don't we? So don't think you're simply seeing a shadow, because that's why they look the way they do. They have no form. You are the form of origin, the physical avatar it does not want to be inside of. And it's the dark side of your consciousness, detached. Concerning sightings or experiences with shadow people, could it be that we, those of us who have seen these entities, are actually spying our own detached alter ego, our doppelganger? After all, who knows what happens when we drift into sleep? Who knows what escapes us while we dream? Who's to say that if we feel we've simply had a bad dream, that the truth may be that it was no dream? Could it be that sometimes our innermost self, our dark side, our alter ego, our doppelganger, sometimes escapes or detaches itself from us while we sleep, crawls away and out of the window or through the house, and roams in our mortal world until it begins to decay, because it isn't meant to exist beyond a physical host, and in doing so cannot return, nor wants to return, to its original host, and instead is drawn like a vacuum to another. And taking this even further, then once it finds a new host after skulking the neighborhood, it then manifests itself into the new host, another person's physical body, to avoid its own oblivion, and then conjoins with that new host's already existing alter ego residing there, and then, taking this another step further, causes its new host, that new person, to suddenly begin to act funny and different, which then leads to a catastrophic event like that of someone who suddenly walks into a store and begins shooting and killing everyone for no apparent reason. Kind of makes one wonder on the possibilities of this entity's power, its inherent nature. Now that's going down the rabbit hole. My older sister once had an experience, and I won't go into the details of that experience, but in the event she told me about, which occurred in the night, she was in her room, and she said this mass that was blacker than black entered in through her door, and she described it as being so black that even in the dark of the room, she could see it. But one has to step back and consider, firstly, what we don't know, rather, how much we probably really don't know, the magnitude of our own ignorance. And in contemplation, most probably don't think along these lines, simply because of ego. Well, that's it for this podcast within the Dark and Walk. I hope I left you with some thought-provoking concepts to carry you through the rest of your day and even into your sleep. Always remember, never close your mind to the possibilities that may exist. Peace out.